Blog Talk Radio.
This episode of Attention Talk Radio is brought to you by children and adults with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder.
Welcome to Attention Talk Radio, your ADHD information station where we help those with ADHD pay attention to attention, with your host, ADHD and attention coach, Jeff Copper.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to this edition of Attention Talk Radio. I'm your host, ADHD and attention coach, Jeff Copper. Our topic tonight is ADHD, attitude, gratitude, a lived experience. We're going to get to the content in a moment. Before we do, we'd like to thank children and adults with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder for bringing this program to you. In celebration of that event, we're anxious to give away free digital copies of Attention Magazine. To get yours, just listen to our show. We'll be sharing a secret word a couple times. Write it down. Listen to another show and write down the secret word of that show, and then just email me the two words. That's all you need to do. Email address is attention@attentiontalkradio.com. When we get it, we'll forward it to Chad. We'll get you a PDF copy of the current edition of Attention Magazine, and they'll send you a PDF copy of the next edition when it's in print. We have a little tip that we're going to share with you that Chad made, and we'll get into the show.
Do you need resources to help you or your loved one manage the challenges ADHD brings to your life? Chad has more than 120 local chapters and support groups across the United States. Our chapters empower those whose lives are affected by ADHD by sharing reliable, evidence-based information and practical strategies. To learn more about our chapters and how you can become a volunteer, visit chad.org and click on Get Involved.
Thank you so much, Chad, for your continued support. For those that are not aware, Chad is the largest not-for-profit organization that advocates on behalf of those with ADHD. We encourage all of our listeners to either donate or become members to support Chad. Financial stability is really important for them to have the resources to have people lobbying on Capitol Hill for the ADHD community and working with different regulatory agencies on wording to make sure that those with ADHD get the accommodations that they need in order to thrive. Again, for more information, to donate, or to become a member, go to chadd.org. All right, everybody. This is a little bit different show than what I've done in the past. I've done lots of shows interviewing subject matter experts. I've done shows translating different topics or trying to kind of help everybody understand, you know, what's underneath the symptoms and why things are the way they are. This show is going to be a little bit of my journey as a host of Attention Talk Radio and in life. I want to talk about some concepts that I've learned from different people I've interviewed. Like to share with you my thoughts on it, share with you my experience with it, and some insights that I had around really my emotions and my attitude kind of towards myself. So to begin, there are a lot of people in the ADHD world that I've heard say our brains are wired for negativity. I've heard that a lot. And symptomatically, it really, really makes a lot of sense when you look around. But I don't know. There was something about it. I just couldn't buy into it. I can't tell you why. It's just an emotional response. And by the way, just the caveat, this is a lot of my opinion and thought and my sharing. So you might differ in your opinion and in your experience. But I'm hoping that, you know, what I'm going to share will help some of you. So years ago, I was interviewing Greg Creech at the Todo Institute, and we were having a conversation, and he was talking about Japanese psychology. And I'm not so sure – well, this was one of my big ahas and takes from that particular show as it relates to our brains are wired for negativity. And he said, you know, basically, when you have a problem, you have to deal with it, like mostly in the moment that you actually have the problem. If something good happens to you, you don't really have to deal with it in that moment. You can deal with it at another time. It's not as urgent. So the way I describe that, you know, if you're driving into work and you have a flat tire, that's a problem. So you've got to deal with it in that moment. If something good in your life happens and you've got other things that are going on, you can put off maybe the celebration or the acknowledgement or the mindfulness of just stopping and being with whatever that event was. And through the interview, what Greg was kind of commenting, he said, you know, problems abound. I mean, they're all over the place. But what happens is problems kind of take over to the point that's really all you focus on. And as he talked about Japanese psychology and the practice of gratitude, what stood out to me was the practice of gratitude. And we talked, and from my perspective, it's like it's got to be scheduled. Like you might practice, a skill for athletics, or you might go to the gym and take a Zumba class to stay fit. The practice of gratitude is very much you have to schedule the time and sit down and do it. I also interviewed Dr. David now years ago, and he would talk about, you know, gratefulness, if you will. And it's, you know, it's not, hey, I'm grateful for my life. I'm grateful for my kids or whatever. It's, you know, I woke up this morning and I bit into that peach and it was really juicy. And I was just grateful for that taste. Or I was grateful to walk out and see the sun shining down, just kind of feel the burn in me. Or I was grateful to sit on the beach and witness a magnificent sunset. It's like very much in the moment thing that happens. And you sprinkle in some of those other things. So what I took from the two of them was basically that, you know, we deal with problems all the time and we don't ever pay attention to what is good in our life. And you really need to sit down and schedule time to be grateful on a regular basis, which is interesting to me. So I'm going to put that small concept on the shelf. I've also know that self-awareness is a big challenge for people with ADHD. As I've said, you know, only you can witness what goes on inside of your head. And as a result, you can't see what goes on inside of everybody else's head. So as I describe it, a person with ADHD, their normal's their normal. Often they're unaware of themselves in space. And that's a bit of a challenge. They get kind of wrapped up into this automatic pilot thinking, the more primitive brain, the more impulsive brain. And so they just kind of go along and they're not even aware of this. And so you've stopped that notion of self-awareness, kind of pause and take inventory yourself of what's going on. And with problems or celebrations, the practice of gratitude is actually you got to pause and start to think about these things. I've also talked a lot about emotional self-regulation. We've had lots of interviews around that, going back to one of the first kind of mind-blowing conversations I had with Dr. Russell Barkley. I think it was March in 2011 on the topic. And I like to think of emotion as a reflexive response. You're reacting to a stimuli. So you go to the doctor, they hit your knee with that hammer, and your leg swings out kind of automatically. The only way it's not is if you inhibit it. So understand that emotions are something people with ADHD have to self-regulate. I began to sit here and say, you know, when you're threatened with your life, you reflexively go to fight, flight, or freeze. And I've done lots of presentations and shows about how one of my theories is one of the challenges of self-awareness with people with ADHD is you actually have to confront yourself. You have to look at yourself in the mirror, and you've got to be honest with yourself, and that's kind of threatening. And so there's a tendency to get defensive. And so there's this kind of executive functioning thing that's going on is the emotional self-regulation is what gets in the way of the self-awareness. So we have these three kind of concepts that are at play here. One is problems abound and on them all the time. We never pause to think of anything different. That requires a little bit of self-regulation. We have self-awareness, which is being aware that, hey, good things actually go on in your life. Often I've had people come to me and they'll tell me the three times they didn't make it to a meeting, but they forgot about the 27 other meetings that they made on time. So there's a lack of, and then there's a lot of emotion around this, a lot of emotion around it. And so we've got this all teed up. I want to go to the break, and when we come back, talk about these types of things and this shift to move from lack of self-awareness, down-regulating your emotions, and focusing only on problems about kind of the nature of what that shift's about. And then, as I said at the top of the show, I'm going to share my own personal experience with this personal aspect. So we're going to go to break. tonight's secret word experience, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Your life, your world, your choice. This is Attention Talk Radio.
Are you always late? The Time Timer is an award-winning time management solution that's helped millions of people with ADHD manage life better. As time passes, Time Timer's bright red disc disappears. Visit timetimer.com and use the discount code ATR for 15% off.
Transform lives as a professionally trained ADHD coach at the ADD Coach Academy. ADHD coaching is in demand, a calling, and a career. Learn how you can change lives by going to addca.com/ATR. That's addca.com/ATR.
Managing ADHD is about pausing before you ponder and proceed. This opportunity to practice pausing is being brought to you by digcoaching.com.
And now, back to Attention Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everybody. We're having a little build-up to my lived experience around the concepts of attitude and gratitude and self-awareness and emotional self-regulation. Before the break, I was kind of identifying some of the issues that are out there that I've learned from some of the experts. So we have basically a lot of people with ADHD who are kind of running on autopilot, only focusing on problems, not very self-aware, and having feeling emotionally threatened by all that. And so it makes some sense how symptomatically there would be a lot of negativity around them. So moving forward, I've interviewed Lydia Zelowski several times on Attention Talk Radio. And one of them in particular was very interesting to me. We were talking about the difference between the shifting of attention. What I talked about before is like when you meditate and you're focusing on your breath, and also got this a little bit from Greg Creech of the Total Institute. The idea of that is when you have an extraneous thought, you notice it and you let it go and you come back to your breath. So you have thoughts abound, you're bombarded with it. The idea is just learn how not to invite them in with words. Everybody agrees that meditation is real good for people with ADHD because it's the practicing of shifting attention, shifting your attention away from a thought or an emotion and back to your breath, which is really kind of fascinating. But with Lydia, we're talking about basically gratitude, actually having a gratitude journal. And we started talking about that concept of over time. What that is about is shifting your attitude, right? Shifting from a more negative attitude maybe to a more positive attitude by actually paying attention to what goes right in your life and not dwelling on what goes wrong. That journey actually took me a little bit further. And I actually did a presentation at the International Conference on ADHD because if you're practicing shifting your attention and shifting your shifting your attitude, then there's the idea of practicing shifting your emotion. As an aside, before the 2021 election, I had a lot of people that were struggling with emotional self-regulation. And it was a great time because if you were a Biden fan, I would have you watch Fox News. And if you were a Trump fan, I'd have you watch CNN News in a simulated environment. And you would just practice feeling your body getting upset, taking some deep breaths, and really kind of calming down. So we have this notion of shifting your attention, shifting your attitude, and shifting of emotions. There's also this thing about faith. I love it when people come to me that have gone through some type of a recovery program because they've had to self-regulate somehow to recover, but also people of faith. It's interesting to me how religion and a belief in God is an incredibly powerful tool where when you're in peril, you just – you know, you shift your out of it and trust that God's going to take care of it. And I actually had one guy said, you know, hey, God, you got to take this, and this is your responsibility because I'm kind of letting it go. And it's always been amazing to me because the people that I know that truly have faith, and I mean those that have spiritual faith, their ability to let go and be at peace is absolutely phenomenal to me. I've met a few people that I really truly believe that they've surrendered themselves to God. One of my virtual assistants is definitely one of them. And there's a lot of power and peace and I think happiness by kind of letting this go. So we're bringing all this together into this notion of ADHD attitude and gratitude. And this notion of sitting down and practicing paying attention to what goes right in your life, the letting go of the notion of who you're supposed to be. I will tell you this, a couple interviews with Dr. Russell Barkley, who we've talked about. There's a lot of people who know a lot about ADHD, but they don't own it because of that resistance. They don't maybe want to be the way they're coming across or they want to be, or et cetera. So we've got all this stuff kind of coming together, and this notion of sitting down and practicing gratitude, where you sit down on a planned, regular basis and you begin to look around your life and pay attention to what's right. Kind of like that serenity prayer. I don't remember it, but it goes like, hey, give me the strength to control what I can control. Give me the strength to let go of what I can't control. And there's some other things. So it's the idea of giving gratitude to those things that are there and not inhabiting the emotions and the feelings of the fact that you might not be who you'd like to be, or maybe you've got an imperfection that you have to deal with. So it's a very interesting space. So we've talked about self-awareness and problems and emotions and the need to pause. We've talked about this shift of the letting go and like consciously saying, I'm not going to pay attention. I'm going to downregulate my emotions. I'm going to accept who I am, and I'm going to pay attention to what is right in my life. I'm going to go to a break again. We'll come back and we'll talk about really my lived experience on this particular topic I'm eager to kind of share because it really kind of comes from the heart. We'll go to break. Our secret word tonight is experience. Again, our secret word tonight is experience. And with that, we'll be right back after these messages.
You're listening to Attention Talk Radio. We'll return in a moment. Your life, your world, your choice. This is Attention Talk Radio.
Change your life by learning more about managing ADHD. Other places give you a few tips. The ADD Coach Academy will change your life. To find out more, go to addca.com/ATR. That's addca.com/ATR.
Are you always late? The Time Timer is an award-winning time management solution that's helped millions of people with ADHD manage life better. As time passes, Time Timer's bright red disc disappears. Visit timetimer.com and use the discount code ATR for 15% off.
Could hiring an attention coach really help you move forward? Does a child get wet when they dive into a swimming pool? You can get started moving forward today. Just call Dig Coaching Practice at 813-837-8084 and schedule a free consultation. Tell us you heard about us on Attention Talk Radio and get 50% off your discovery session. For more information, visit digcoaching.com. Don't delay. Do it today. And now, back to Attention Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everybody, to the show. So, being the host of Attention Talk Radio over the last, 12 years, interviewing these experts, understanding what's going on, and living my own life, I had an event several years ago, many years ago, actually, that had a huge impact on me. It was I had two events, actually, that were a surprise to me, unexpected, traumatic, kind of horrific. And I was mentally struggling. So, you know, I sat down and I started to, I didn't actually have a gratitude journal, but I sat down several times and say, okay, I started looking around, like this went right. I'm grateful for this. I'm grateful for that. And I was doing that. And while I was doing it, it just felt fake. I mean, the words were coming out of my mouth because I said it out loud, but I didn't feel it. It wasn't manifesting in my body. I began to look around and try to think how lucky I was to be me. And there was a little bit of evidence there. I've struggled a lot in my life. I'm a very, very slow learner and very intense learner. It takes me a little bit longer, but when I've given enough time, I've actually had some success. Or I've had some success because I just did it my way. So I was doing this on and on and on. And I'm going to tell you, probably for like 6 months, maybe more. And honestly, I don't know why. Just like I've played guitar a lot in my life, and I few things I ever do when it's not coming to me or I'm not very good at it, but I have continued to play the guitar and actually like I can play now. But where I'm going with this is one day, out of the blue, I actually was acknowledging, I was grateful for something, and I had this twinge. I actually felt it. I was like, oh, my God. And as I did it more and more, I got more of those twinges. And, you know, maybe one in nine things, and then two, and began to grow and grow and grow. And I still do it. And what's interesting to me is I still often can say the words, and I don't have that feeling. But more often than not, I do. And as that has transpired, I've looked around at a lot of people. We've talked about changes of mindset and accepting things, and there's this transformation that takes place when you're shifting your mindset. It can take years to really move from noticing all the problems in your life, et cetera, and shifting your mindset differently to do that. And it was – this show was actually kind of inspired because the last 2 days I've been working on a project for a really, really long time, and I'm incrementally getting there. And I spent all day on a Friday and part of the night, and then all day on a Saturday sitting down on my floor working on this project. And the second day, there was this one issue that I was looking at, trying to make it happen. And I just, after 8 hours of pondering over, I looked at it and realized it just wasn't going to get done. And what I was trying to do wasn't possible because I'm trying to create an experience I could put people in to understand what the booting up of working memory is. And there's no way to do that without them spending some effort. And it's not an exercise people invest in. And I finally began to realize I've got a lot of analogies. I had to let go, and I looked back at my day. 8 hours was spent on this, only to come to the conclusion that I wasn't going to be able to do it. And I was mentally exhausted. I was physically exhausted, yet I have a file that I looked at, and I went over to it, and it's file of people who've reached out to me on their own accord and have acknowledged some of the work that I've done has helped them or whatever. And I went through it and I began to realize is, you know, when I'm trying to digest information, it just really isn't pretty. It's time consuming. I really wish it was quicker. My brain is very different from everybody else. I see things, so it's hard to get what I have, but I began to look over. And in that moment, I had a lot of things that really kind of came together that I was so grateful to have the business, so grateful to have the incredible virtual assistants that I have that support me, so grateful to have all my Attention Talk Radio sponsors that have been with us for forever, my kids, my lived experiences, my life, and all that type of stuff. And I hear those people say, I'm blessed, I'm blessed, I'm blessed. It's almost like grateful, grateful. You wonder if they really feel it or whatever. And my lived experience to you right now is that this stuff doesn't happen overnight. And if you can identify with some of the concepts and stuff that I've said, it's you've got to put your feet on the floor and you got to put one foot in front of the other one. And if you first sit down and start paying attention and trying to look what goes right in your life, it doesn't have to be for 5 hours or 10 hours. It could be a moment here, a moment there, a moment here, a moment there. And then sometimes you can sit down maybe when you're going to bed or in the car, a moment of boredom, reflection. You do this over a period of time. Which goes back to the Japanese psychology practice of gratitude. It's something that you need to practice over and over again, regularly over a period of time. And for me, it has shifted my attitude. I'm confident that I might run into another incident in my life that will create havoc, and I will fall back into that trap a little bit. However, I can tell you, I know I just have to get back on that horse and go do it. So the lived experience for me is sitting down and actually noticing what I do right, noticing what's gone right in my life, realizing that some people would be envious for some of the things that I've done. While I aspire to more, there's nothing wrong with that, but it's understanding my place and time and that type of stuff. And so I don't know if this helps you or inspires you, but it really, really helped me. We've talked about everything here. It's really the process, and I'm hoping that gives you hope. So with that, I'm grateful for all those who listen to the show. Wouldn't be where we are without you. I also particularly grateful for those who actually kind of reach out to me. I do get just random emails sometimes from people just saying, hey, I just really enjoy your work, and it just makes my life. So if it wasn't for you, we wouldn't be here doing what we are, but I'm still grateful that you're there. We share our content. So with that, I hope you've taken something from this edition of Attention Talk Radio. Hope you've got some insights or inspired. Remember, our secret word tonight is experience. And with that, catch us next week for another great edition of Attention Talk Radio. Take care.